Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are live now into the third and final hour. And what I'm going to do right now, because I need to get to all this news, I'm going to cover news, then we'll continue with all of the callers that are patiently holding right now. Senate leaders revive immigration bill, Reuters. Senate leaders agreed on Thursday to revive a stalled immigration overhaul. It's an overhaul. Again, getting your car fixed is an overhaul. Getting your boat redone, it's an overhaul. Your house. See, a good connotation. That's why it's propaganda, folks. It's the words they use are propaganda. And I guarantee you this Donna Smith thinks it's real cute to sit there and sell it to you that way. When Time Magazine shows some agrarian farm workers heavily calloused, sweet little hands, With a pristine, pure white shirt on. It's all meant to look, oh, godly. I mean, literal think tanks just sat around pouring over what the cover would be to sell you the death of the country. They just do it with pleasure. That's why so much local media scum here hates me, because they're all about the power of the media. They're all about how they have power. And they'll sit there and sell their own countrymen out as long as they get to have the power. They just revel in it, especially the scum at the Chronicle here in town. That's how they operate. It goes on, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, a Nevada Democrat, and Senator Mitch McConnell, the Kentucky Republican, said in a joint statement the Senate would reconsider the legislation after completing work on an amnesty bill sometime next week. We met this evening with several of the senators involved in immigration bill negotiations, the two leaders said in a statement. Based on that discussion, the immigration bill will return to the Senate floor after completion of the energy bill. The new agreement would limit the number of amendments and include a measure to ensure funding for tighter border security. Folks, that's another bait and switch. They funded it a year ago and then didn't spend any of the money for it. They built a few miles for photo op. It's a joke, and they had illegal aliens building that. Remember? Literally. It's such a scam. They ended up giving it for domestic federal takeover of local cities to shove you around, put up some more cameras. So sick. How they laugh at all of us. A bunch of criminals. I mean, they are hardcore criminals up there. You bet I'm nasty and mean about it. These people all deserve just absolute treason charges. The new agreement would limit the number of amendments and include a measure to ensure funding for tighter border security measures, something sought by conservatives. That's like saying we'll chop your leg off, but we'll provide a Band-Aid. It legalizes all of them. It's a joke. And so they had all along planned to just say they'd do that. Just say they do that. Oh, well, then all these idiot fake conservatives will run around telling you they've had a victory. There's no end to it. That's just put it. It legalizes all of them. Unlimited can come. Unlimited can stay. They can bring 11 family members for 12 years and get a Social Security card on the first check-in visit. And in a few cases, if you've got felonies, well, you've got to pay $5,000. But then that's got a loophole big enough to drive a Star Destroyer through. It's a complete joke. But again, you like being lied to. You like being scammed. You enjoy it. It's what you like. And I'm talking to the idiots out there. As long as you feel good, you don't mind being raped. We'll be right back to get into this and a lot more.
Cheer.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is the type of article we see four or five times a day here in Canada and the United States. Students suspended after voicing marijuana opinion. Karen King's views on marijuana have led to his suspension from Wauwatosa Parkland School. King said he was threatened with police action by Principal Susan Wilson for making the case that marijuana was less harmful than alcohol. In my opinion, cannabis is safer than they say. It's not worse than alcohol or tobacco. I agree, said King, a 15-year-old grade 10 student. And they suspended him. See, it's all about speech. Got to get rid of that. Keep us safe from Al-Qaeda. There's no real Al-Qaeda, but all crime you see under Section 802. All misdemeanors is terror. So, see, that's the terror. By the way, that federal report came out that less than 1%. It was 0 point something. What was it? Was 0.015, I believe. You got to pull it up. It was on a few weeks ago. I mean, it's just non-existent. There's just federal goons just running around feeding on everyone. And it's only going to get worse. All right, I'm already digressing there. But the illegal aliens, they can take down American flags and run up Mexican flags at federal post offices. And if citizens run over and try to take it down, the cops arrest them. Or they slam your head in the concrete. You don't go to a protest. You don't protest the illegal aliens. Oh, no, sir. Not in Seattle, not in L.A. Now, we do right here in Austin, Texas. I've gone out and done it when they're stomping around declaring this is Mexico and the cops back off. But they're only a few inches away. They tried to threaten us with arrest the other day doing a protest to Perry. They said, we're going to arrest you. I said, go ahead. And I had to literally play chicken with the cops. I had to commit and be ready to be arrested because they felt like killing America is a good thing to do. Now we got some Chips Highway Patrol thug here in Austin running things. It'll be a lot worse. I mean, that entire California is completely run by the Central Intelligence Agency. You better believe that's what we got here now. But that's good. Hey, man, that's great. Leave all the illegal aliens alone. Let them violate laws, but treat the fat hog citizens however you want, because we're made to be fed on. We're made to be shoved around. We're made to be treated like filth. That's what we're here for. That's why we exist, to serve this bloated, degenerate, scumbag government. So they are going to revive the bill, and they're going to sneak it in on you next week. They just say sometime they're going to bring it to the floor. Boom, on the floor. Boom, passed. I remember the same thing with campaign finance reform that restricted how much money citizens can give, but doubled the amount of money corporations could give. It wasn't a reform at all. It was an attack on free speech. Doubled the corruption. Didn't matter. Had the word reform in it. People said, Bush isn't going to sign that. He's against it. Neocons will still argue and say he voted against it. He didn't, but he lobbied for it. The campaign finance Feingold Kennedy bill, or McCain Feingold, excuse me. And they just kept bringing it up for votes, bringing it up for votes, bringing it up for votes. And, oh, it'll never pass. Bush will never sign that. He's a good American. He campaigned against it. It's all bull. This is military attack. And I know I keep saying that. We are under military-style attack. It is done with precision. Precision lies to diffuse you and to pacify you and to brainwash you to accept what you're under. Now, I'm going to read through these now. I keep meaning to do this, and I never did it last week. I'm going to read to you the current bill. We got a copy a week and a half ago. This is Senator Sessions' analysis of the immigration bill, and I've now read the bill. It's frankly worse than everything you're about to hear, and then I'll go to your calls. Senator Sessions released the list of 20 loopholes in the Senate immigration bill. From the office of U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions. U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, Republican Alabama, released a list of 20 loopholes in the comprehensive immigration bill today, which reveals that the bill is fatally flawed. It's not flawed. It's amnesty. It does what it's meant to do. And will not establish a functioning immigration system in the future. The list of loopholes includes flaws affecting border security. It's not flaws. It's beautiful design. The list of loopholes includes flaws affecting border security, chain migration, and assimilation policies. The list exposes the lack of serious attention given to ensuring that the legislation fixes America's failed immigration system. I am deeply concerned about the numerous loopholes we have found in the legislation. They are more than technical errors, but rather symptoms of a fundamentally flawed piece of legislation that stands no chance of actually fixing our broken immigration system, Sessions said. Many of the loopholes are indicative of a desire not to have the system work. Finally, an honest statement. We got to rip this gate off its hinges. We got to take your door off to fix the problem of mosquitoes coming in. For example, one loophole in the enforcement trigger fails to require the U.S. visit system, the biometric border check-in and check-out system established by Congress in 96. That was only meant for citizens. See, they said, oh, we're putting biometrics into thumb scan and your driver's license, but it's for the illegals. And then they were given a waiver not to have to do it. This is important that they get extra welfare to subsidize them to take our jobs, because they know they can't live on the $3 an hour they're getting, but the two or three welfare checks on average taking out about three times what they pay in taxes in welfare. That's the subsidy to destroy the middle class by design. And so they've got to be by a different set of rules. Again, it forms the blade of the knife to be drawn across the throat of the country. For example, one loophole in the enforcement trigger fails to require the U.S. visa system, the biometric border check-in and check-out system established by Congress in 96, but never implemented, to be fully functioned before the new worker or amnesty programs begin. Without the system in place, the U.S. has no method of ensuring that workers and their families do not overstay their visas. Their visas. It's a 12-year visa. I mean, you got to laugh at this stuff. Another flaw in the legislation prevents the benefits of merit-based immigration from taking full effect until 2016. Oh, yeah. No, you got to penalize folks that try to do it legally. And they don't let Europeans in, by the way. Until then, chain migration into the U.S. will actually triple compared to the disproportionately low increase in skilled-based immigration. As a result, the merit-based system in the bill is only a shell of what it should have been. A third loophole in the bill allows immigrants to avoid demonstrating a proficiency in English for more than a decade. Well, you don't want them to assimilate. It's part of the balkanization process. This is race politics. In the name of fighting it, of course. You want to hear a racist, go listen to a liberal. But they're race pimps. Illegal aliens are not required to learn English to receive full proficiency benefits, probationary benefits of citizenship. Passing a basic English test is only required for the third Z visa renewal 12 years after amnesty is granted. Oh, man, that's beautiful. It goes on, Sessions, I know that's obnoxious when I do that. I just am just, it's, instead of crying, I'm doing that. It's more of a sickening laugh. I don't know, it's like a sick tick I'm developing, just where I have to go, man, more of an insane laugh. I just, it's all off the chart, ladies and gentlemen. Sessions will highlight many of the loopholes contained in this list week during the Senate debate on immigration bill. They're not allowing debates on that, see, because the bill was secret until a week and a half ago. They don't want to have all this come out. A list of the 20 loopholes is attached. 20 loopholes in the Senate immigration bill. Loophole 1, legal status before enforcement. Amnesty bill does not wait for the enforcement trigger after filing an application and waiting 24 hours. Illegal aliens will receive full probationary benefits. It's complete citizenship, basically. Complete with the ability to legally live and work in the U.S., travel outside the U.S. in return, and their own Social Security card on the first visit. Astoundingly, if the trigger is never met and the amnesty applications are therefore never approved, the probationary benefits granted to the illegal alien population never expire, and the new Social Security cards issued to the illegal aliens' populations are not revoked. It's just instant citizenship, fiat citizenship. Boom. Instant. Boom. Loophole 2, U.S. visit, exit, not in trigger. The enforcement trigger requires to be met before the new temporary worker program begins, does not require that the exit portion of the U.S. visit system, visa system, the biometric border card check-in and check-out system, first required by Congress in 96, that is already well past its already postponed 2005 implementation due date, to be in place before the new worker or amnesty program begins. Without the U.S. Visit exit program, the U.S. has no method to ensure that the workers or their visiting families do not overstay their visas, or current illegal population contains 4 to 4.5 million visa overstays. Therefore, we know that the U.S. visit exit component is a key to a successful new temporary worker program. But it's not a temporary worker program. It's total legalization. Loophole 3. There's 20 of these. Trigger requires no more agents, beds, or fencing than current law. And it goes on through all of that. That's really a key area. Loophole 4, three additional years worth of illegal aliens granted status, treated preferentially to legal filers. Loophole 5, compilation of background checks not required for probationary legal status, which then again makes you legal for 12 years. It's not probationary. But it's just no background check, no nothing. Just, you're legal. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Federal agents, we are armed!
I see a message from like every day. I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about a summer or whatever. Picture me buying the scam. I said never. You ain't going through a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, get the die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us aid and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All the secrets so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city.
Continuing for these loopholes, I'm just going to speed through them. Loophole 14. Three additional years worth of illegal aliens granted status, treated preferentially in a preferential way to legal filers. Those that did it all legally, they get penalized. Loophole 5, completion of background checks, not required for probationary legal status, which again, automatic Social Security card, meaning benefits, welfare, for 12 years. No comeback, no learn English, none of it. Loophole 6, you can go read, it has the actual subsections under it. Loophole 6, some child molesters are still eligible. Loophole 7, terrorism connections allowed, good moral conduct not required. And it actually says it in the bill. Unbelievable. Loophole 8, gang members are eligible. It says that you can be a member of MS-13 or any other hardcore organized crime organization in page 289, section 3436 of the bill, as long as you sign a paper saying you renounce your gang membership. Loophole 9, absconders are eligible. It people that repeatedly were in jail for other crimes, alien fugitives, page 285, 19, paragraph 19 through 22, that, you know, this catch and release where you promise to come back to court, they are given amnesty. And there's one in here where they're given tax amnesty, 5 years of taxes. Just boom. Oh, don't worry, you didn't pay taxes. That's all right. But the Browns, oh, no, that's another subject. Loophole 10, learning English not required for a decade. Now, again, that's another loophole, another subsection of the Z visa, another visa that's not needed for 12 years. Loophole 11, earned income tax credit will cost taxpayers billions in just 10 years. And then it goes into all of that. Continuing, loophole 12, affidavits from friends accepted as evidence to show that you were, quote, already in the country and weren't, because it really lets you come in and then get citizenship instantly. You just have a friend or family or anyone else sign a declaration saying you did live here. Loophole 13, taxpayer-funded legal counsel and arbitration. The government is going to pay to make you get into the system. So it's going to pay to bring them here, too. It's got skilled and unskilled visas. That's in here. Loophole 14, in-state tuition and student loans. This is a real doozy. In-state tuition and other higher education benefits such as Stanford loans will be made available to current illegal aliens that are granted initial probationary status. Even if the same in-state tuition rates are not offered to all U.S. citizens. You can't move to Texas and get UT Texas rates. But if you're an illegal alien, it's already like that, by the way. You get it automatically. It's the same thing in Utah and California and a bunch of other places in New York. You got to have an incentive to bring them in. It's military precision, folks. This would normally violate current law, 8 U.S.C. Title 1623, which mandates that educational incentives give citizens the same post-secondary education benefits that offer to illegal aliens. That's right. They got a law saying we at least get the same thing as the illegals. Not anymore. Oh, you got to love it, man. You got to love it. Loophole 15, inadequacy of merit system. We'll come back, finish up with this, get into some other news, go to your calls. But, I mean, this is just so sick. This government is not our government. It's a pack of criminals.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
You got front row seats to the battle for the Republic. You've got front row seats to mortal combat. Everything they're doing is so they can get you in a position to kill you. To line you up and shoot a bullet right into the back of your head. That's the great truth I've come to realize. Consciously. History is a roadmap and a fact. And I have to admit that the globalists are very strong. It takes great strength. Reckless, dark strength to be able to kill 50 million plus in Russia, 60 million plus in China, 20 plus million in Germany, and millions here, hundreds of thousands there. It goes over 200 million total last century. And I just sit here watching it all get set up for something much bigger, and I am just blown away. They don't want you having nice golf courses and happy neighborhoods and all this junk. They want you dead. It's like the James Bond movie where, you know, Dr. No, I think, and he says, "Do you expect me to talk?" And he goes, "No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die." Real simple. It's real simple. And I just stand here in absolute amazement at it. Just absolute, abject amazement. We're going to finish up with the immigration loopholes. And again, it's wearing you out. It's wearing me out. I'm sick of talking about it. You're sick of hearing about it. You know about it. You understand it. You probably understood on your own. You didn't need to hear some redneck down in Texas flapping his gums. You're like, yeah, stupid, we know. Hey, a bunch of these people don't know. And so they'll continue to mobilize their unions and the military and the corporations and every organized body to literally end the U.S. This is the end of the country. And I'm sorry, I can't shut up about it. I will not shut up about it. Believe me, I'd like to be doing history shows, having different history professors on every day. That's interesting. That's neat. And it also leads to freedom, because if you know history, you know what's going to happen in the future. Humans act the same, do the same things over and over again, just in a more complex way in modern times. It just blows me away. I mean, I understand intellectually what the New World Order is, how they operate, what they do, what makes them tick, but it's so alien to me, but then I kind of forget how everybody else around me acts. And then I kind of forget that, well, there are people who are different than some of us. And there's degrees of that. I mean, my whole world is about pies getting bigger. But most people see it as a pie is a certain size, and somebody wins and somebody loses. I believe in win-win. I believe in win-win. That's why, here's an example. And this is really kind of mean to do, but I just have to do it. Because, see, I can't have people take my dignity away from me. I can't have people affix to me values that are not what I've always been about. I mean, I would be really hungry as a third grader, but if somebody asked for my food, I would give it to them. Because I enjoy giving people things. I enjoy nurturing. I enjoy, you know, giving a dog a bath or taking care of one of my children or planting little green plants. You see? And it just always amazes me. Not the people, because you didn't seek power, you see. Not the listeners, the people in the Patriot Movement are the best in the world and the most informed. You got the biggest hearts. But I'll tell you, the leadership of this movement, by and large, are a bunch of maniac, egomaniac nuts who spend all their time trying to position themselves in posture instead, and always claiming everyone else is doing it, of course, instead of actually doing work, writing news stories, trying to have a mission. And so while they're busy talking about the missions they'd like to launch and building castles in their mind, they never prosecute the war and they never have an effect. And then they never get what they crave, the adulation of the people. And that's the sick thing about the people that don't want the adulation and who frankly find it annoying, don't behave like that so they do get the adulation. And then the people that crave it, they never get it. In our movement, the New World Order, they run everything and they do. And so everything with them is how to control things, how to have monopolies, how to cut down other people. And of course, it never works for them. I'm not even going to tell the stories. It's just so funny. There's all these, because I don't care. I'm exhausted. I work all the time. I just literally break my back. And I see this from these people, and it's so incredible. And it's not even hard to guess what they're going to do next. And it's just, you see man's fallen position. But the worst thing isn't even those people grasping like it's the treasure of the Sierra Madres. You know, they all go crazy in it, looking for the gold. Start killing each other. It's that those people, while they're doing that in their crazed mode, they've got to see you in that light. while they're accusing you of it. You know, me, I've always tried to just work with everybody. I've tried to be a magnet to literally pull people together and energize them, literally just seeing it as ammunition downrange, as it said. And I got to tell you, about 90% of the people in leadership positions, they can't help themselves. You want to build them up. You want to launch them. You want to see them, for my own safety, by the way. I mean, again, doing the right thing also has a fringe benefit of there's lots of leadership, lots of people taking action, and so there's not central targets. But they can't help it. They make you isolate yourself and shun them. And then you give them another chance, and they come right back, and they do it again. You go, "Well, I'll give them one more chance," and they do it again. You see, because it's the nature. And so you take that attitude, and then you times it a million, and you got David Rockefeller. You times it 1,500,000, you got Lord Rothschild of England, Baron Rothschild. You see. I mean, but the globalists, at least, they don't do what the low-level graspers. See, low-level graspers go quick. They grab. They're just so greedy that they literally start just biting everyone like a mad dog, just snapping and frothing and foaming and flopping around. The globalists don't know that they're together. They're teamed up against us, and they know they can deal with each other later. And they enjoy it. They love killing masses of people. They talk about their strength in doing it, and they just, "Oh, we do it. We have the will to press on the nerve of power. And just look at how dumb the public is. They like being slaves. Oh, it's so good." But they work together in unison like a pack of predators, like a pack of sharks going in circles around a school of fish and then diving through the mass of them. And then I look at each little fish individually, each little guy with his different costume he wears. Everybody's got their own costume in America, their identity. The yuppie costume, the trendy costume, the punk costume, the whatever costume. They've all got their own little costumes. And I look at the little fish with little scales glistening in the water. And they're just feeling good. I can't even get these little fish to realize they're sharks in the ocean. Because they don't have the brains to do it. The brains are too little. Or the little brains were filled from birth with things that didn't matter. And trying to talk to one of these people is like trying to talk to a little fish. Fish don't talk, folks. They don't have real discussions. They think if you're trying to have a conversation with them, that it's a challenge. See, they think a conversation is some type of joust. They see data transfer as a threat. But there are millions and billions of good people. Of spiritual, deep, loving people. Of courage and honor. And they must be protected. But I don't do the things I do for the scum. I do it for me. I do it for my family. And I do it for the good people out there. Who deserve to be defended. And who deserve to be stood up. Four. That's why I do what I do. And so again, no one in this movement can take away the few accomplishments I've had and the few things that I can be satisfied with. I'm not even proud of it. I'm satisfied. It gives me a feeling of just satisfaction, like when you've made a new piece of furniture if you're a carpenter. It's the satisfaction of a builder, the satisfaction of a farmer. And I hate the world so much, folks. I hate all its baubles, its trappings, the swishing of the capes of the people in their costumes. I just can't stand it, folks. I really want to live in isolation. I just want to live on a couple thousand acres out in the middle of nowhere. God, I wish I could do it. and just be around all the peacock people. And I know a lot of good people see this and are disgusted with life. Some of our strongest people do live the life of hermits. I mean, folks, I see so many plumbers and so many carpenters and so many old men that you literally, you know, the average yuppie would just swish back past some old man out there picking up cans, not me. I want to go up and talk to that old man, and usually you're talking to some genius, somebody who's had all these experiences and just pours love when you talk to him, and they're so appreciative that you're talking to him. See, I want to hang around with old people. I want to, the few good ones that are left that aren't just TV heads filled with hate, hating the young people's young bodies, hating children's beauty. See, we're just, it's warped, folks. I just see the evil all over the place. I realize how far gone we are. Let me tell you, we're far gone, folks. We're far gone. We're far beyond gone. And I hate becoming more popular. I literally hate becoming more successful. Because then the rage and the jealousy and the envy of the people in this movement only intensifies. And people I wanted to be friends with, people I counted as friends, just can't help themselves in their malfunctioning primitive action as they try to pull me down. And I just have to push them away and watch them sink. You know, they take that pleasure away that I have as a good person of wanting to see them rise. See, I never understood this until I was like a teenager, that most people don't like to look at a beautiful horse or a beautiful person. They hate it. They judge it according to themselves. Most people hate it when you have a nice car. Most people hate it when you live in a nice house. It's not that I don't want the nice car or the nice house. It's that I don't want the hate that's generated from it. But see, in my hierarchy of needs, a thing is much lower. It doesn't have a lot of value. It just means I'm secure, I'm comfortable. But after that point, I move on. It isn't what I worship. It's not my idol. And it really does just get down to philosophy. At the end of the day. But those of us that know veritas, those of us that know truth, those of us that know what it is, will recognize it. And we can get mesmerized by the world and all the bad, and I do it. And then not keep our eye on the prize and sit there and whine and complain about the fallen condition of man. Hey, people think doing good, they're supposed to get thanked for it and it's supposed to be rewarded for it. No, you usually get knocked down for it. People always volunteer for something or do something and then they whine about it later. Well, what do you think it's all about? When you do evil, you're going to get rewarded generally by this world. When you do good, the opposite's going to happen in many cases. What do you expect? And see, these people are all just frothing and running around in Washington, and all they know is they get payoffs and they get more power if they can effectively go in and gut this country and bring it down. And they know if they bring in a mass that'll vote for anything they're told, that they can consolidate more wealth, and they know it'll blow out America, but by then they can retire to their offshore island. And it's just a cold-blooded, hey, I'm taking care of myself for you. And it's those type of attitudes that destroy civilizations. It's camaraderie, it's honor, it's the love of beauty, the love of strength, it's virtues that build civilizations, and it's the spoiled progeny that tears them down. It's the spoiled scum that tears it all down. And that's what's happening. You know, these other loopholes, in paid in-state tuition for the illegal aliens above U.S. citizens' rates, inadequacy of merit system goes into the fact that people that have done the green card are penalized or stay on the system, but if the new amnesty people can do whatever they want. Visas for individuals that plan to overstay, chain migration tripled before being eliminated. It allows you to bring in 11 people instead of 4. Goes on here, loophole 18, back taxes not required. Again, that's a key. You need to go read that. Page 2, 19 through paragraph 20. Loophole 19, Social Security credit. Allow for some illegal work histories. They're going to pay them Social Security on it. And 20, criminal fines not proportional to conduct. But then the cops got the nerve to pull me over and walk over with your slack jaw while your boss is shipping narcotics and your boss is grab people's screaming children away from them. And you want to search my car looking for trash your boss has brought in. I mean, what, am I not supposed to just go, what? You just some kind of sick joke? Who do you... What's... I mean, it's just... It's all off the charts. Everything's off the charts. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We're going to have Randy Weaver on from the Brown property. What about a 15-minute report? I don't know if we're going to do that press conference now on Monday. But we'll see what happens with that. You know, in closing, I wasn't going to take calls, but I'm not even depressed. I'm more resigned. We've got to continue to fight because they'll just run over us that much quicker. This is how we survive. But really, you know, when I say the military isn't our military, we have to let them know we know they're traitors. That allows them to totally destroy it and keep control. You have to admit there's been a hijacking when there's a hijacking. And not let the guy flash his badge at you and you go, okay, go ahead. And our military is lobbying for the illegal aliens. I mean, this needs to be a big deal, folks. You need to get the story we wrote last Monday, get it out to everybody. I mean, every VFW hall, everywhere. I mean, this is serious, folks. We need to get angry. Our country's never been under greater threat than it is right now. It's never been more serious. It's never been greater. You know, I got a few sponsors here that are good folks, and I want you to know about them. One of them is Researched Herbs, and it's a great company, long-standing company, and they've got just a main line, really good herbs, high quality, and minerals and vitamins and different tinctures. And it's just the good stuff that's well-known, known back a long time by the herbalist to have certain effects, health effects, medical effects, you name it. Just go find out more at researchherbs.com, researchherbs.com, or 1-800-845-3841. One of their great products is Live 52, the world's best-selling liver support formula, an herbal registered drug in over 45 countries, endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals, over 300 clinical trials and research studies, and it's a big liver detoxifier, researchherbs.com, or 1-800-845-3841. And then I remember hearing about this a few years ago, and finally I called the guy, and he said, yeah, I tried to get a hold of you about 3 years ago, I want to sponsor then, nobody ever called me back. And I said, well, I've tried your stuff now, and I really like it, and I'd like to have you as a sponsor, and they are sponsors, and my wife loves it. She just ran out, she's trying to get more from them, for her freebie, but I just think we're going to order some. They just got more in, and actually sold out since we started being sponsors on the show. They had to, you know, the factory ran out, they're making it, but they just got more in, they told me. And so that's great. 866-762-9238. It's just all these different plants and minerals and vitamins and plant extracts. It's great green food, and they're patriots. Interfood, 866-762-9238, or enerfood.com. Interfood.com, or 866-762-9238, and tell them Alex Jones sent you. I'll be back Sunday, as I said. And a lot of big stories up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Terror Storm, the final cut, the special edition, is out, is ready, and is there. And you need to get it at InfoWars.com. Right now, InfoWars.com has the new Terror Storm. Won't be shipping it till next month, but you can get your pre-orders now. Or you can still have a few of the old Terror Storm in the combo packs if you want that. We're signing each one of those that goes out. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great weekend. I want to thank all the affiliates, the sponsors, John Harmon running the show. Everybody, take care.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.